Bloomsbury presents the $100 trillion wealth transfer, how the handover from boomers to Gen Z will revolutionize capitalism, by Ken Costa, read by Justin Avoth. Introduction. A major shift is occurring. You may not have felt it yet, but you will. Money, power, and influence are on the move. Assets worth $100 trillion are shifting from one generation to the next. The shift has started already. It's imperceptible to most observers, but over the next decade in the US alone, $61 trillion of assets will transfer from older generations, predominantly mine, the so-called baby boomers, all of whom will be at least 65 by 2030, to our children in the millennial and zoomer generations. In the UK, the corresponding figure is estimated at £5.5 trillion. This is the largest flow of generational capital ever seen in the history of humanity. This is the great wealth transfer of our age. And how we deal with this legacy will change the way we live now and reshape the global economy. Because a new generation who are committed to the emerging of a new form of capitalism, socially energized capitalism, is beginning to take hold of the levers of change. They are receiving and will inherit capital from parents and grandparents. And this flow of capital is already underway. In the UK, the so-called Bank of Mum and Dad is providing the capital for this generation to get themselves on the property ladder. They are becoming hugely financially empowered. And meanwhile, technology has empowered this generation as never before to make an impact. Their influence and voice are being heard at all levels of the economy and society, and their numbers are growing worldwide. The impact they will make is huge, because how they decide to move the levers of change and use their newfound capital either destroys capitalism or saves it. That's the reality. This is a major tectonic shift in capitalism. It has already started in earnest and will only gain pace over the coming decades as huge amounts of wealth continue to move between generations with very different principles and outlook. We live in an age of inheritocracy. Driven by this new empowered generation, the social, political, and financial tectonic plates of our world are moving. Tectonic shifts are what have built the world as we know it. They are the reason we live on multiple different continental blocks rather than one supercontinent, where a gentle stroll from San Francisco to Tokyo would be a possibility. They are the reason the Himalayas exist and continue to grow higher and higher every year. They're also responsible for the Pacific Ring of Fire, the 25,000-mile string of 452 volcanoes that stretches from the southern tip of South America up along the coast of North America, across the Bering Strait, down through Japan, and into New Zealand. But I'm not a geologist. I'm not here to tell you about the formation of a new continent or the rising of the Himalayas Mark II. I am, though, talking about a shift of similar significance to humankind and society as we know it. Four drivers will shape this future. The generational shift in wealth, the consequent empowerment of the next generation to implement their social and political objectives, the power of influence driven by the exponential growth in technology, and the youthening of the global population. As never before in history, these drivers will be weaponized to achieve the mission of these coming-of-age activist agents of change. The shift from boomers to zoomers. The major shift that will make or break the future of the market economy is intergenerational. It is not just huge amounts of money that are on the move to the younger generations. Power is as well. By 2030, millennials alone will make up 75% of the global workforce. Just by pure weight of numbers, they will be the ones, along with their Gen Z successors, whose opinions matter most. The two groups, who I will refer to together as Zennials, are remarkably similar. They are tech-savvy and, crucially, tech-empowered digital natives who, broadly speaking, distrust the economic, social, and political systems that were responsible for, most significantly, 2008's global financial crisis, GFC. It will be their principles that guide the business plans of the future.